My guests in this portion of Notably Texan, both rockers from Northeast Texas who are members of local favorite band Alloy. Alloy set to perform this weekend in Dallas at Trees, along with Flaw and Smile Empty Soul. In studio with me right now from Alloy are guitarist Dave Meyer and vocalist Jeremy Bellamy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you both in here. Now, savvy Notably Texan listeners are going to probably recognize Jeremy Bellamy's name because we have been kind of following your music for some time. We've had you in as a solo guest before. And Jeremy, you've kind of made this name for yourself in the Commerce area over the years with your really strong guitar playing and that powerful voice of yours. So I know it's been a little while since we heard about your full bio, but remind me how long you've been a music fan and when you started making your own tunes.
I've been a fan for as long as I can remember. Started making my own music at about 13, 14.
Yeah.
Teaching myself how to play guitar as well as write lyrics and stuff. So.
Right, and you're not formally trained. You just kind of picked it up and self-taught. Is that pretty true?
Right.
Wow, that's really impressive, man. I mean, some people just have that ability to play it and learn it by ear. You definitely show that off regularly. We just played you earlier this week on the Songwriter Showcase recordings. We heard some great stuff that you did at the showcase with your electric guitar and amp. So that was awesome stuff, man.
It was different. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, we enjoy different around here. I don't have to explain on Notably Texan. Well, I'd also like to learn about you, Dave Meyer, because I've not met you before. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from this area?
I was born in Texas, but I was raised up in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, we'll overlook it, man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Awesome. So, I mean, how long were you in Boston and how long have you been back here?
I moved to Texas when I was 18.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I started playing guitar when I was 11.
Interesting. So what was it that drew you to music? Was it just the exposure to stuff that you heard? You were like, man, I gotta pick up this guitar thing too. Or how did you get
into
music?
Pretty much.
Well, that's how it works for most people. Who was it that kind of exposed you to music? Was it your family or friends? Or?
Friends.
Gotcha. What kind of stuff were you into when you were young, girl?
AC/DC, Kiss, Metallica.
Okay, the classics. Awesome. You grew up with these very specific music influences, which you're obviously putting to work today. I mean, have you been in other bands prior to this?
Yeah, I was in a band called Silent on Bordeaux. We made four records.
Oh, nice.
And I've been in Alloy for about 7 years.
Was that when the band started? Was 7 years ago, or is it?
They've been going for about 10.
Okay, gotcha. So as bands go, there are often personnel changes in bands. It's just the way it goes because things happen, life and all that. So for anyone who hasn't heard you, how do you describe Alloy's sound to somebody who, you know, if you're telling somebody, hey, we're playing this gig at Trees, and they're like, well, what kind of band are you? How do you describe yourselves to them?
Heavy hitting rock and roll.
There you go. I like that. That's a pretty apt description. So this latest record is called Escape the Fade, and I think you produced this right here in Commerce, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about that, because I know that he's no stranger to you, but how was it working with Brad Davis, a guy that a lot of people kind of associate with more roots and country sounds, but he is an extremely eclectic and diverse guy.
it was really awesome. I wanted to do an album with Brad for many years now, and I know he's done a lot of work with country artists and singer-songwriters, folk artists and stuff like that, but I knew he had a lot under his belt. He's been around helping these people for many, many, many years now, and I wanted to see what he could do with us, you know, going a different direction, and it came out really awesome. I was really proud of it.
I loved it. I loved it. His stories are great.
Yes.
He'd be sitting there and his phone rings, it's Billy Bob Thornton or,
right.
You know, and it was just like, really? You know, like it was really cool. And his studio is really nice, like y'all's studio.
Oh, we appreciate that. And I agree. Brad Davis does have a really cool recording facility here in Commerce. And yeah, it's, you know, when you're somebody like him, you can't help but name drop. He wasn't trying to. He's like, what can I tell you? You know, it's my phone, it's Billy Bob Thornton again, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Here, Dave, hold this $23,000 Telecaster. Okay.
Right.
Can I take it home?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he is an extremely nice guy. He's a friend of the station. And I think that just might be of interest to people because, you know, Brad, all of his recordings, you know, pretty much most people would, you know, categorize him as a country bluegrass guy. But he really does have a passion for music in general. He loves to do all, I mean, whether it's electronica or hard rock or metal or bluegrass, he loves to get behind and produce this stuff. It's got to be fun, I know, for him. So so I'm glad that you guys enjoyed that experience as well. So I mentioned this in your intro, but you've got this really high-profile show coming up on Saturday. Not only is this at the at a renowned Deep Ellum venue, but so you're also opening for Smile Empty Soul. I mean, this would I dare say this is one of your bigger shows that the band has ever had?
No.
No? Well, forgive me. I'm putting too much behind this
for
then.
For me.
I'm really excited.
Well, please, you know, set me straight on that then. You've had
We've opened up for Thin Lizzy, L.A. Guns.
Okay.
The list goes on and on and on. But
okay.
We really do appreciate this show.
Absolutely.
Every Tree show is a privilege.
Yes.
It's not only a show. It's my favorite place to play. It's going to be his third time playing with us at Trees. It's a privilege to play there.
Totally.
You know, so it's really cool. It's fun.
Well, yes, and please, in no way was I belittling what the band has done. I just
didn't know all the people
that you have been on the bill with. I just knew that this was a big deal. You know, I mean, people, just about everybody, I think, has probably heard of Smile Empty Soul, as they have these others that you names that you were just dropping, bands that you've shared the bill with. But one of the bigger shows for this month, for sure. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, biggest show of the summer for us, for sure.
Without a doubt. And also on the bill is this band called Flaw, F-L-A-W.
Your story's awesome about that.
Oh, and I was gonna say, I was not familiar with Flaw until there was this recent plug on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, just kind of out of nowhere one night. Stephen Colbert did sort of a joke about the band Flaw.
Flaw is a band. I don't know what kind. I'm going to guess either death metal, grindcore, or death grind. I'm a huge Flaw fan.
Oh, you like Flaw.
But I was really tickled when I saw the bill for this show. I was like, is this the same Flaw? And I went and looked it up, and it certainly is. So, I mean, these are some notable names that you are sharing the stage with, and I think that's going to be awesome.
It's about time we played it. I think we booked this, like 4 months ago or something?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we got the gig, actually. We're going to play it. You know, cool.
The waiting is the hardest part, I know. Well, so we've heard a description of the band, and we've heard a little bit more about you two. Tell me about the other band members who couldn't be with you today, who I would like to think are out there tuned in right now, or are going to get
they
to hear this
be.
At some point. But who else is in the band with you guys?
Oh, we got Mr. Tony Welch on the drums. We got Jeff Newton on the electronic drums. And we got Thomas Wayne McDonald on the bass. And he's the band animal, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows Thomas. I mean, everyone knows him. You know, we can be on the road and people are like, hey, I know you.
Really?
You know, he's known in like 6 counties, maybe more. You know,
nice.
Like everyone knows who he is.
Very cool. Well, we're sorry that everybody couldn't be in with us today, but it's not always easy to...
We got that one signed for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I'm going to treasure that. Yeah, I've got all the members' signatures here on the station copy of this.
We'll get you some from Flaw on the weekend.
All right. Definitely do. Please. Yeah, thanks for this copy, signed copy of Escape the Fade.
Oh, we didn't know what size shirt you were. If you want us to come back sometime, we'll bring you a shirt. You know?
Okay, well, it's large. I'll just
I
tell
was
you.
Bring
and,
a large
I'll
too.
Tell all the world. Matt Minky wears a large. If you need to send a shirt, I'll give you
we
the P.O. box number. No.
We got tons of merch.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I appreciate that, guys. So I wanted to play a tune from this record I was just holding here, Escape the Fade. How about this tune, Creeper? I think that would make a good introduction to your sounds for somebody who hasn't heard you before.
It's funny because that's a working title. Like, we named the songs because when Jeremy got in the band, we redid everything from top to bottom, new sounds, new everything. So we had some really goofy names.
Okay.
Some of which we've got rid of. You know, but that's one that stuck.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because the song is actually called what? Letting Go or something?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, but we just kept it as Creeper. So just a little background to that, you know.
As an example here, I love the backstory on this, that this working title ended up being the actual title for this tune.
War is peace in this hatred time. We enslave the weak with their feeble minds. All of decay.
I just played the tune Creeper, and I'm joined in studio right now by members of that band, Jeremy Bellamy and Dave Meyer. Jeremy's the vocalist. Dave takes care of guitars, and it's great to have you guys here. Love that tune. That sounded really good.
Thank you.
Jeremy, I'm not at all surprised how good your voice sounds with a band, but I'm just not accustomed to hearing that, you know, because we've been following you all these years as a solo artist, and I've always thought, you know, man, it'd be really cool to hear you flanked by a whole band, you know, with percussion and everything, and it's just as good as I imagined. So great stuff there, man.
We knew it pretty much right off the bat. I pretty much offered him the gig. We got a song called Decipher, and he didn't even know what he was doing. And I was like, wow, this guy sounds like Avenged Sevenfold, man.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the guys were all kind of like, I don't know, man. And I was like, you want the gig? You know, but yeah, it's worked out well. We're happy to have him.
Nice.
Sure.
I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah, he definitely has a voice that is really hard to turn away. So I'm glad that you capitalized on that before somebody else got him.
It's great because we pretty much put him into action, like right off the bat. Our first show with him was at Trees.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we played with Faster Pussycat.
No pressure, so, Jeremy,
yeah,
or anything.
Well, that was funny. On the way down there, he's like, I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was like, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But we played it, and, you know, obviously, we didn't know what people were going to think, because we made a lot of records before Mr. Bellamy was in the band.
Right.
People loved it.
Nice.
And it was so refreshing for us to hear, like, positive. Everything was positive, and they liked the direction, the way the band was going. And to this day, you know, every show we play, we're getting a lot of, you know, positive feedback.
That's wonderful.
It's awesome.
Like you're saying, you just never know. It's always a risk whenever you have to replace a vocalist for people that already followed the band. You know, there are some great bands out there, you know, iconic bands that have had to replace the vocalist, and everybody just sort of bails on them. So
yes, that was the risk that we were running.
Right. Well, I'm so happy to hear that this is working out for everybody. I'm talking with Jeremy and Dave from the band Alloy. They are favorites around here. I've been hearing about this band for years and years, but I'm glad that I'm finally getting to talk to you guys here in the studios.
We were talking off the air a little while ago. Matter of fact, in the studio we're sitting at, I'd say two blocks away is where we practiced for a long time. But two blocks from that is where we practiced for years before the cops kicked us out.
Oh, so you guys
are
homers. You guys are the ones that were making all that racket.
That'd be us. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad to kind of bring you back home in a way, if you will, then. I would like to hear about your upcoming gigs, and I know you have a lot. So first off is the one we've already been referencing, but remind me about this gig this weekend in Dallas, and then feel free to tell me about any other upcoming gigs that you guys would like to plug.
Go ahead, man. You're our scheduler.
We've also got a show on July 21st here at The Rail, here in Commerce.
With Plague of Athena, their debut show.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then we were already talking about it, but please, by all means, mention this weekend show again.
We'll be playing with Smile, Empty Soul, and Flaw at Trees. This is probably my most exciting show I've gotten to play with them, because Smile, Empty Soul was like one of my favorite bands when I was in high school. So
As soon as we booked it, Jeremy was really excited about it, and I forgot about the name of that band. You know, I usually handle the Trees thing, because I'm friends with Mr. Bartlow. So anytime you get a show at Trees, like, it's not really too much of a discussion about it. And he usually hooks us up. I mean, he's gave us some monster shows that we played with Skid Row a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And they helped me get my amp on stage. I mean,
I
didn't even know what to say, right? I'm talking to that guy and don't even know his name. He was in the video for I Remember You, right? And I get off stage and the guy's like, dude, you're awesome. And I'm like,
wow.
You know, thank you.
That's impressive, man. Nice.
But anyway, you know, so Jeremy knew right off the bat the Smile, Empty Soul, and he had to sing me a couple of songs.
Oh, well,
I was
sure.
Like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah. So that's Saturday night. What time is that show?
I believe doors open at 7.
Okay.
Yeah, we go on at 8.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. So there's your opportunity to catch this this local band, Alloy, performing over at the legendary venue Trees in Deep Ellum. And then, again, they'll be playing locally here in Commerce at The Rail on July 21st. Is there a place, incidentally, where someone can follow you online to, like, catch up on your gigs?
Our Facebook, our YouTube, we got a Twitter, and we have Instagram. But our Facebook is always updated daily.
Okay.
So. And if people can get in contact, we'll get back to them within 10, 15 minutes. We're a very personable band. The fans are everything to us, you know.
Nice. So, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
And our stuff is available in 155 online stores, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, you name it. It's for sale.
People can go online and seek you out. And they need to make sure that they're finding the right Alloy band, because I know that there is another one in some other
there
part.
There is actually
some other part
quite
of the country.
A few.
So if somebody, you know, I think I had the best success, you know, like going on to Facebook, for instance, and putting in Alloy Band and then making sure I found the one that had the Texas tag on it. So I just want to make sure people go and seek out the right Alloy Band. I really appreciate having you in.
Thank you so much for having us. And it was really nice.
Break a leg with all of your ventures, and let's talk again sometime, guys.
Definitely.
That's Jeremy and Dave from the band Alloy, my guests today on Notably Texan.